Exclusive Mo Brooks, Masters of the Universe Want More Immigration to Decrease Incomes of Americans. By John Binder on March 10, 2019. Representative Mo Brooks, RL, says the Masters of the Universe want more legal immigration to the United States to further diminish the incomes of American working and middle-class families. In an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Tonight, Brooks said recent demands to increase the number of foreign workers coming to the U.S. to compete against American citizens for jobs is merely an effort by corporations to deplete the earnings of Americans. Brooks said, "I'm not a part of the Masters of the Universe crowd who thinks we ought to be bringing in all this foreign labor, and the reason for it is pure economics. This is the chance for Americans and lawful immigrants who are already here, who are working in the blue-collar trades, who are working in the places where wages are not as high they ought to be. This is their chance to prosper." Emphasis added. "And to the extent you import a lot of foreign labor, then you are artificially increasing the labor supply, which in turn means that you're artificially suppressing the wages of American families who are often hard-pressed to make ends meet. So I respectfully disagree that we need more foreign labor. To the contrary, I would like to see us reduce the foreign labor that comes into America so that American families who are struggling to make ends meet, particularly those of us who are earning the least amounts, would be better to take care of their own families and less likely to be dependent on the welfare." Emphasis added. Brooks said Democrats' support for mass legal immigration is centered on the premise that increasing the number of foreign workers in the U.S. will decrease Americans' wages, thus forcing many into poverty and becoming welfare recipients. This, Brooks said, is how Democrats create a permanent dependent class of Democrat voters. "Don't get me wrong, Democrats want to decrease the incomes of Americans so that they're dependent on welfare," Brooks said. "That makes them in turn likely Democrat voters, and the best way to do that is to have a huge surge in the labor supply, particularly illegal aliens, that will depress their wages, therefore creating more Democrats who are dependent on welfare at the same time as they bring in illegal aliens who also under Democrat doctrine will be allowed to vote in those types of voters. They're also dependent on welfare." Emphasis added. Currently, the U.S. admits more than 1.2 legal immigrants annually, with the vast majority deriving from chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country. In 2017, the foreign-born population reached a record high of 44.5 million. The U.S. is on track to import about 15 million new foreign-born voters in the next 2 decades should current legal immigration levels continue. Those 15 million new foreign-born voters include about 8 million who will arrive in the country through chain migration, where newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.